the true reflection of happiness. Heed the true reflection of happiness.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله The Prophet of mankind, the peace of our hearts and mind, the most generous and kind, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is reported to have said, the one who recites durood, salutations, salawat and salam 50 times upon me daily, I will shake hands with him on a day of judgment. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Marhaba, subhanallah, alhamdulillah, we welcome one and all and Eid Mubarak. Today is the third day of Eid, alhamdulillah, the day of happiness, the day which is indeed a bounty from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, subhanallah, subhanallah. So I will take this opportunity to wish one and all Eid Mubarak. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant you an abundance of happiness and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep you all happy, your family happy, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant all those whose parents are alive, healthy, long lives, those whose parents have left this world, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant them the highest abode in Jannatul Firdaus, in the company and neighborhood of the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah, subhanallah, we were discussing in the previous episodes we discussed about the excellence that on this day of Eid we should spend and be generous and spend as much as we can in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Likewise, alhamdulillah, we learned how should we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for his bounties. What is the method and what should we do to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? As the day of Eid, yes, it is a day of happiness, but it does not mean that we need to cross the limits in order to be happy. There were many ways we learned how to express our happiness, and this day also gives us many lessons as well, that besides only being a day of happiness, it also teaches us many other things, you know, as we discussed. And alhamdulillah, today we are going to discuss one more specific thing which this blessed day of Eid gives us, and what is that? That is maintaining kinship. Allahu Akbar, means treating your relatives in a good way, treating your family members, your close ones in a good and loved manner. Subhanallah, the day of Eid also teaches us this, because on the day of Eid, we do visit our family members come to visit us, so we go to each other, we meet them, we greet them, we smile, we maybe have some lunch or supper together, subhanallah, and it's a very joyous moment and occasion, but we should keep in mind that our relatives are not only those whom we are meeting. Yes, those whose hearts we have broken, those who have broken our hearts, they are also our relatives. So they also have some rights. We also need to look after them. We should also go close to them. We should also maintain the kinship with those relatives. So inshallah, today we will be learning about the excellence of maintaining kinship, what are the excellences from the various ayat of the Holy Quran, likewise from the ahadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and obviously from the incidents and the parables of the pious ulama-i kiram and the sahaba-i kiram radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in, subhanallah. So inshallah azza wa jal, remain with us till the end of the silsila, and today we will be learning a lot about this important topic. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Amirul Mu'mineen Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu would provide for his maternal cousin Sayyidina Mistah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, who was a poor companion, and he had taken part in the migration, means he also migrated from Makkatul Mukarrama to Madinatul Munawwara, and he also took part in the battle of Badr. So Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu used to provide things for him because he was not very wealthy, his cousin. Sayyidina Mista radiallahu ta'ala anhu caused great pain to Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu by favoring those who had laid a false blame on his beloved daughter Ummul Mu'mineen, the mother of the believers, Sayyidina Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha. Allahu Akbar. But later on, the Muslimin made tawbah in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted their repentance with regards to the accusation which was put on Sayyidina Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha. The accusation was placed from the munafiqeen, the hypocrites. They are the ones who placed the accusation, and there were a few Muslims who were also thinking the same thing, but when they made tawbah later on, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted their tawbah and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgave them. So Sayyidina Mista radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he also favored those who laid the false blame, and this caused hurt to Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu became disappointed, and he took an oath not to provide for him any longer. That now I'm no more going to give my cousin anything. Allahu Akbar. Upon this, the verse number 22 of Surah Nur was revealed. The verse says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says,
وَلَا يَأْتَلِ أُولُو الْفَضْلِ مِنْكُمْ وَالسَّعَةِ أَنْ يُؤْتُوا أُولِي الْقُرْبَى وَالْمَسَاكِينَ وَالْمُهَاجِرِينَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ وَلْيَعْفُوا وَلْيَصْفَحُوا أَلَا تُحِبُّونَ أَنْ يَغْفِرَ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ وَاللَّهُ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ.
Subhanallah. Translation from Kanzul Iman. And swear not those among you who are possessors of excellence and of worldly means to give to the kinsmen and to the needy and to the emigrants in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they should forgive and overlook. Do you not like that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may forgive you? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is forgiving and merciful, most merciful and oft forgiving. Subhanallah, subhanallah. After Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam recited this verse, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, I wish that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive me, and I would never discontinue providing for Mista radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Therefore, he radiallahu ta'ala anhu resumed his financial assistance to him. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Dear viewers of Madin channel, did you notice that when Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu received some pain from his cousin, yes, he became a bit angry and he took an oath that I'm not going to provide for him any longer. But when the ayat was revealed, and immediately he said, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive me, I am going to provide for him. Despite he hurt me, despite I felt a bear, whatever the case was, let's put that one side. I want the forgiveness from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I want the mercy from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What am I going to do is, I'm going to put all our differences one side, and I'm going to help him, I'm still going to support him. Subhanallah. If this was the situation of us nowadays, what would be our situation? Today's time, if somebody maybe does not even attend our call, we start thinking lots of things about him, and then maybe we start even fighting with him. Somebody says something small to us, we don't speak to him for days, for years, for months, and years pass where we won't even make salam to that person. On these small petty issues, we break relationships, we cut, you know, our relations with our relatives, our family members, our close ones, our loved ones, just on small petty issues. As Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu learned something from his life. He was hurt, but what happened was he put everything on one side and he said, no, for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I'm still going to support my cousin. Why don't we have that thinking? That yes, somebody hurts us, somebody said something to us, somebody did something to us, but let's put everything on one side. I mean, it's not greater than the forgiveness from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's not greater than the mercy from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So can't we put everything one side and hope for the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward us and we will gain a lot of barakah because of this decision which we made. Subhanallah. So whatever happens, don't cut off relationships, don't break the relations with each other. And inshallah, we will be learning more about this as well. And in order for you to not break the relationships, you have to be humble. The one who has pride, the one who keeps his back straight and says, no, 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 why must I go and speak to him? Why should I go and ask him for maaf? He hurt me, he should come by me first. He hurt me, he should come by me first. He said something wrong, why should I go to him? No, be humble and go and ask for forgiveness. Or be humble and put everything one side. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, man tawadu'a lillahi rafa'ahu Allahu. That is, the one who shows humility for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is granted loftiness by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded us in the Holy Quran that we should, you know, maintain this kinship. We should be close to our relatives. We should fulfill their rights. We should take care of them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Holy Quran, He says,
وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ الَّذِي تَسَاءَلُونَ بِهِ وَالْأَرْحَامِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ عَلَيْكُمْ رَقِيبًا.
Translation from Kanzul Iman, fear Allah in whose name you claim your rights from one another and be mindful of your blood relations. Indeed, Allah is always seeing you. Regarding this blessed verse, Hakim al-Ummat Mufti Ahmad Yarkhan Naimi alayhi rahmatullahi al-Qawi has stated, the way salah, fasting, hajj, zakah, etc. are necessary for Muslims, similarly, it is also extremely necessary to fulfill the rights of relatives. He rahmatullahi ta'ala further said, it is very effective for the world and the hereafter to treat the dear and near ones well. This is better for our life, but our death and the hereafter. So it is necessary to fulfill the rights of your closed ones. I mean, you have to fulfill the rights of your closed ones. So when the hukum is coming from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is informing you that you need to fulfill the rights, you need to take care of each other, then why are we not putting our differences aside? Allahu Akbar. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to really understand the value of maintaining kinship amongst our relatives. Ameen, 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 ya Rabbil Alameen. Let us learn about the definition of the word Sila Rahmi. What is Sila Rahmi? The word Sila is defined as Isalu Naw'in min Anwa'il Ihsan, means showing kindness and doing any type of favor is called Sila. And Rahm means closeness and relationship. So Sila Rahm will mean establishing relations, mean doing any favor to your relatives and treating them with kindness. This is called Sila Rahmi. So whenever you learn that do Sila Rahmi and maintain Sila Rahmi, it means you must treat your relatives with kindness and be good towards your relatives. Subhanallah. Sadr al-Sharia Badr al-Tariqah Hazrat Allama Mawlana Mufti Muhammad Amjad Ali Azmi alayhi rahmatullahi al-Qawi has mentioned, the entire ummah agree with the fact that treating one's relatives with kindness is wajib and breaking off relations is a grave sin. Muslims have been unconditionally commanded in the blessed ahadith to treat relatives with kindness. The words Zawil Qurba, that is relatives, were unconditionally stated in the Holy Quran. However, as there are different levels in relationships, there are also different levels of treating relatives with kindness, depending upon how close a relative is. Parents hold the greatest status in this matter. After them is the status of Zu Rahm Mahram. Who are Zu Rahm Mahram? Means those relatives with whom marriage is haram forever due to nasabi, means genealogical relationship with them, like your mother and your sister. Thereafter is the status of other relatives, depending upon how close relationship they have with you. Subhanallah. One can treat his relatives with kindness in different ways. For example, giving them gifts, etc., providing them with help if they need it, making salam, visiting them frequently, talking to them, treating them gracefully in a kind manner. If the family, the person is in a foreign country, then, you know, sending letters or communicating. In today's time, there is no system of letters. It's very, you know, rarely used. So communicate with them via social media. Today, the internet and, you know, the modern technology has increased so much that within seconds we can contact our relatives, our family members who are, you know, hours distance and thousands of kilometers away from us. We can contact them. So this is what we should do. And we should always remain in touch with them so that the relationship is not broken. And if possible, he should return to his country so that ties with his relatives can be strengthened. This will develop harmony amongst his relatives. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So alhamdulillah, we have learned from these that, you know, it is very important to maintain this relationship with each other. And what's the method? These small, small things play a big role. Making salam to one another, giving gifts to them, you know, treating them in a kind manner, smiling at them, calling them to your house, inviting them for feast, inviting them for these kind of things. On the day of Eid, it's a day of happiness. So we are going to do this. We're going to have a feast. We're going to invite someone to our house. We're going to go to someone's house. We are going to speak to our relatives. At that point, keep it in your heart and mind that, you know, I'm going to keep those relatives who are good to us. And if there are some relatives who did something bad to me, I'm going to put it one side. I will invite them to my house. I'll go to their house. I'll speak to them. I'll give them a call. I'll message them. I'll smile with them. And inshallah, Azawajal, we will reconcile and we will now, you know, treat each other in a good way. Let's listen to some beautiful sayings of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam about the excellence of maintaining ties with relatives. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, one who wants his sustenance to be increased and death to be delayed should maintain kind relations with relatives. Subhanallah. Everyone complains, Manasab, barakat nahi hai, there is no blessings in our sustenance. There's so many issues, so many problems. Manasab, we are suffering, we have this problem. My Nabi Sallam says, you want your sustenance to be increased and you want your death to be delayed, then what you should do is maintain kind relations with your relatives. Now, tie this as a knot to yourself that, you know, whatever happens, inshallah, I'm going to try my level best to always treat all my relatives in a good manner and in a kind manner. Subhanallah. Likewise, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned, to maintain kind relations leads to love among family members, blessing in wealth, and length in age. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Sayyidina Faqih Abu Layth Samarqandi alayhi rahmatullahi al-qawi has stated, there are 10 virtues of having kind relationships with relatives. Number one, it brings about the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number two, it pleases people. Number three, it delights the angels. Number four, it earns you praises from the Muslims. Number five, it upsets shaitan. Number six, it increases age. Number seven, it brings blessings in sustenance. Number eight, it pleases the deceased forefathers, means the Muslim father and the grandfather. Number nine, it promotes harmony. And number 10, it increases reward after demise, because people make dua-i khair, means dua of goodness, for such a person. Subhanallah, subhanallah. How beautiful is it to maintain kind relationships and to maintain this beautiful relation with your relatives? How many benefits there are. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, and ulama ikram mentioned, that these are the many benefits which you can get from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are some things which cause us to, you know, break relationships and break off ties with each other. And one of those things which play a very big role is badgumani, bad assumption, bad thinking. Unfortunately, we have this disease instilled in us. Anything small happen, we'll start assuming something bad. For example, I'll call somebody and maybe I'll invite him over to my house. He couldn't come. Maybe he was sick. Maybe he had something to do. Maybe he needed to go somewhere. Maybe he had some other things he was busy with. Maybe he has some situation. He has some problem. The first thought which will come in my mind is, I invited him. He did not come to my house. When he invites me, I'm also not going to go to his house. I invited him, he should at least, you know, come and visited me. Yes, and then people start making comments, you know, that I am a poor person, that's why he don't want to come. You know, I don't have lots of wealth, that's why he don't like to see me. I don't have a high status, that's why he will never come to my house. These are all assumptions you are going to make. And the more assumptions you are going to go into, the more difficult your life is going to become. Like, just think good. Maybe he has some problem, maybe he has an issue. Call him, phone him, ask him. My brother, what happened? We invited you. Is everything all right? Is something wrong? Is there anything we can help you with? He'll say, you know, I have this problem. I have this situation. He'll tell it to you. Or he'll say, no, maaf, I forgot. Or he'll say, oh, no, I can't make it today. I'll make it some other day. No problem. Next day, I'm again invite him. But think good about him. This bad thinking has caused us to break so many ties amongst people that sometimes because of badgumani and bad assumption, we think that a bad quality or something bad is found in that person, and we don't even clarify it with that person. We don't even speak to him. We don't even go and clear the matter out. And our entire lives and days and months pass, we don't even talk to that person because we think something bad about him. And we are thinking that evil thought in our minds and hearts. And because of that, you know, we are staying away from that person. Allahu Akbar. This is not the Islam which Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has given to us. This is not the teachings of Islam. So one big disease which causes hatred and it breaks off ties is this badgumani and bad assumption. For the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, clear your minds and your hearts from these bad assumptions. Whatever situation it is, somebody didn't answer your call, somebody, you invited him, he did not come to your house, you asked someone for something, he couldn't give it to you. Whatever the case is, don't think bad about someone because you don't understand what situation the next person is. It's possible that, you know, he is going through some difficult situation at the moment. Maybe there is something which he can't discuss with you. Maybe there is some problem and you don't realize that problem. In future, when you find out that this was the problem, you will start regretting it. That this whole time I spent thinking wrong about this person, whereas this was not the case. At that moment, if you would have gone and clarified with him, you know, this happened, I'm thinking this, is it right or is it wrong? That moment it will be clarified. You make maaf, you ask forgiveness, finish, everything is finished. Why do you want to take attention and think that, you know, this happened and because of that, you'll break ties and you'll break relations. We have seen houses break, blood relatives, brothers, sisters, uncles, aunties, mother, daughter, father, son, they cut relationships with each other. Why? Because they assume that, you know, he must have said this, or he said this, or somebody came and told him that, you know, he said this and he believed him, or he thought that, you know, he did so and so action and it wasn't appropriate, or he did so and so action and you know, according to my thinking, you know, he did this in this manner here, and according to my thinking, I thought what he did was wrong. And you know, all these kind of problems, and in the end what happens is, you know, we just cut off the ties. Allahu Akbar. So this disease we need to remove from our hearts, and we need to take it away from our minds and our hearts. We should have good opinions and good thinking about others. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned having a good opinion about others is a form of good worship. Subhanallah. It's a form of good worship. Think good about your Muslim brothers and your Muslim sisters. Subhanallah. Elaborating on this hadith, Hakim al-Ummah Mufti Ahmad Arhan Naimi alayhi rahmatullahi al-Qawi has mentioned, this means that to hold a good opinion about other Muslims and to avoid ill suspicion about them is amongst the most virtuous acts of worship. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Likewise, Sayyidina Ubay bin Ka'b radiallahu ta'ala anhu has narrated that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, one who wants a palace to be built for him in paradise and his ranks to be raised should forgive the one who oppresses him, give something suitable to one who deprives him, and keep relations with one who breaks off relations with him. Subhanallah, subhanallah. What are the three requirements? You want a palace in Jannah? That forgive the one who oppresses you, give something to the one who deprives you, and keep relation with the one who breaks off with you. If somebody did something good to you and you did something good to him in return, then it's not something great. Yes, he did to me, so I did it back to him. The greatest is that he did not do anything to you. He broke ties with you. He went against you. And still you went and you showed him love and you treated him with kindness. That is the excellent quality. Because that not everyone can do. If somebody did something good to me, I can do something good to him. It's easy. But someone did something bad to me against my nature, I went and forgave him. I still treated him in a kind and good manner. That is something very excellent. That is something beautiful. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned a beautiful hadith that whoever seeks forgiveness from his Muslim brother and that brother without any valid Sharia reason does not accept the apology, he, the one who rejects, will not be blessed to go to Hawd al-Kawthar. Another disease we have. Yes, we did something wrong or someone did something wrong to us, that person comes and asks us for maaf. Or we go and ask him for maaf, then what happens is we put our nose high. That no, we don't want to listen to you, or no, we will not forgive him, or we'll turn our face one side, or we won't listen to him, you know, and now we start doing all these funny actions. This is not how you're supposed to treat your Muslim brother. Yes, he has done something wrong, but he admits his mistake and he's coming to you and asking you for forgiveness, then forgive him for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He did not kill you. He troubled you, he hurt you, whatever it was, just forgive him for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes, there are many issues, there are many problems which you do get hurt in life, you are troubled, you are disturbed. But for once, you know, just think that are these problems, many a times in life, there are so many problems where they are not so big. And because of that, we are not speaking to anyone, we're not talking to anyone, we're not conversing with anyone. And if we just sit down and think, you know, why am I not speaking to him? We'll realize the issue is something very small. And if we just speak over it, that issue will be resolved. But the problem is, who's going to speak? The problem is, who's going to ask for forgiveness? The problem is, who must be the first one to go and make salam? That's the problem we have. So be humble and ask for forgiveness. Somebody asking you for forgiveness, forgive him, he must forgive you. And, you know, remain happy with each other. Spread the love and muhabbat amongst each other. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Accept his forgiveness. Don't trouble anyone. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to have these kind of excellent and beautiful qualities. Ameen, ameen, ameen. Bijahi Nabi al-Ameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What are the harms of cutting off and breaking ties with relatives, and you know, how important it is to maintain this relationship and kinship? A very beautiful narration, inshallah. Listen to this narration with the bottom of your heart and inshallah you will understand the beauty of maintaining relationships. Sayyidina Faqih Abu Layth Samarqandi alayhi rahmatullahi al-qawi has narrated in Tanbihul Ghafilin that Sayyidina Yahya bin Sulaym rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has stated, a pious person from Khurasan used to live in Makkatul Mukarramah. Zadah Allahu sharafa wa ta'zeeman. People used to give him their belongings for safekeeping. So one person came and he entrusted 10,000 gold coins to him, and then he went on a journey for some work. So when this person returned from the journey, he learned or he heard that, you know, this person by whom he left the money, this Khurasanian person, he passed away. So he went to the family members and he asked him that, you know, I left some money, 10,000 gold coins. Did he leave it with you all? Did he keep it here? I need that money back. So his family members, you know, they all denied that. No, we don't know about it. He didn't tell us anything. So the man who kept all the gold coins with that person, he was worried. So he went and to the ulama and the scholars of Makkatul Mukarramah and he discussed the issue. They replied, we are hopeful that the Khurasanian person would be a dweller of heaven. Because, I mean, he was a nice, pious person. People used to entrust him with the belongings. People used to, you know, respect him and trust him and that. So we do hope that, you know, this person was a dweller of Jannah. So go to the Zamzam well after half of or one third of the night has passed. Call him with his name and ask him about that money. So he says that he did so for 3 nights, but he received no reply. When he informed the scholars about this, then the scholars said, "Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un." Thereafter they said, we are afraid that he might not be a dweller of heaven. He might not be a dweller of Jannah. So they advised him to go to Yemen. In a valley of Burhut, there is a well. When you reach the well, call him in the same way. Means call his name and ask him about the money. So this person did so and he went to this valley of Burhut, he went to the well and he called this person and he asked him for the money and he received a reply. On the very first call, he received a reply. The deceased said, I have buried your belongings at so and so place of my home. I have not entrusted your possession with my family members. Go to my son and dig the ground, you will find it there. So I buried your money there, go there, dig the ground, you are going to find your money there. So therefore this person went, he did so and so things and he found his possession. So I asked him, you are a very pious person, why are you here? Allahu Akbar, the person replied, some of my relatives used to live in Khurasan. I had broken off relations with them and died without reconciling with them. Therefore I was brought here as punishment from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. This is, you know, how terrible, how bad it is to cut ties. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. I mean, just ponder on this, how terrible, how bad it is to cut ties into severe ties with your relatives. What punishment you are inviting towards yourself? You are earning the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. So it is extremely important to maintain relationship and to keep this kinship. Alhamdulillah, on this blessed day of Eid, amongst the happiness which we have, we learned that we should spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We learned that, you know, we should thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Amongst those things, this quality also we should keep in ourselves, that we must maintain relationship with our relatives and maintain this kinship. It is so emphasized in the ahadith and the Holy Quran. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So let's all make intentions that inshallah on this Eid, we are not only, you know, going to make salam or treat those relatives with kindness who are good to us. Those who are good to us, those who are not good to us, we are going to respect everyone. We are going to invite everyone. If any of you are having a feast at home, and if you all can, call those people whom you are not meeting for many days, you're not making salam to, and invite them over. Or you go to their house, ask them for forgiveness. It's a day of happiness, a day of blessings, a day of bounties. Why do you want to waste these bounties in your futile and small issues, your petty issues? Don't go in that. Now forgive everyone and make a society, make a relative, a relation, a family of muhabbat and love. The moment you do that, automatically you are going to see there will be barakah and there will be abundance of barakah in your sustenance, in your lives, in your wealth, and in many decisions which you make. Subhanallah. So my message for you all today on this day of Eid is in the masjid, when you go and you meet everyone with salam, go and meet those also whom we have hurt. Go and ask them for forgiveness. Clean your heart from everyone and clean your heart. Forgive everyone. Ask for forgiveness. Make sure they forgive you and you also forgive everyone. And then enjoy this beautiful day of Eid. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Now, alhamdulillah, there are so many beautiful points to talk about with regards to the blessed days of Eid. And alhamdulillah, it is a moment of happiness. Once again, I would like to congratulate and say Mubarak to one and all on these beautiful days of Eid. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive each one of us and grant us the ability and the tawfiq to understand and to act upon whatever we have learned. Ameen, ameen, ameen. Bijahi Nabil Ameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Inshallah, when we meet in the future, we will discuss many beautiful points. Till then, remain happy, be happy. Subhanallah. And keep everyone around you happy as well. Celebrate Eid in a good manner, in the limits of Sharia, and make everyone, your relatives, your family members, make them happy as well. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always keep you all happy. We'll meet again soon, inshallah. Till then, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Eid, the true reflection of happiness. Eid, the true reflection of happiness.